כן, לפרק חוב גימו משנה דל, המיטו והקר והכסס של מייס. These are all the different bed materials. Pillow, the blankets, and the bed itself. So when we say shel meis, we don't mean that belongs to a dead person. Dead person doesn't have the chotzen. What it means is the miyuchodim lohitzoas hameis. Hareilu tmei medris, even though they mishamish a meis, and a meis lachor is not a moishav or a merkav, but lemaisa, they were sat on or they were used also by kroivim of the mess to be mevaket, to be misabel on the mess. Similar to the mishkav of the moishav. Kise shel kalo, this is a chair that a kalo sits on there with a chuppah. We had this earlier, legabi chipuyov, umashber shel chayo. A chaya is a yeledes, a mashber is a sheves ala mashber, is the moishav that she sits on when she's in intense labor. Bekise shel koivis shehu koirim alovis akeilim. This is some type of kise that a washerwoman would sit on. So the mevashim, it's not really a chair. It's a kli that's called a michbosh. It's also mentioned in Maseches Shabbos. Mevashim on Mitzayin it over there. And it's composed of two parts. A michbosh, where it says over here, the word koirim is meloshin koivesh. Koivesh means to capture. Over here also, it's some type of press that would perform the same thing we do with ironing today. There was a top part of luach elyon and a luach tachton, and they were closed on each other, and the clothing would come out pressed, neatly. So the koivesh would sit on it in order to effectively use it, and the Tanakhama holds it. That's a makom moishev. Om Rabbi Yosi, en bohen mishum moishev. These, he means all the cases of the Mishnah, don't have tumas moishev. They're not a makom miyud liyeshiva. Now in the last case of the koivesh, you could say it's not really meant for sitting. It's just you have to sort of sit into it in order to operate it. No, maybe that's not called yeshiva. But what about the other ones? The other ones are mamash makom yeshiva. Befrat, the moishev of a kala. So you're right, nobody gets married every single day of their life, and maybe it's the only use sometimes, like a kiddush shel Elio for a sandik. But does that mean that it's not a mokum moishev? What else is it? So the Rav is mitzayin that the mission that we had before about kise shel kala, yeah, you'll have to say it's gone quintetranakam, Rabbi Yosi argues. But still, why are these things not a mokum yeshiva? So the Mefarshim say, Tveres Yisrael and others say that it's not really a mokum for yeshiva. Nobody's going to sit down on it because they want to sit down. They're sitting down mishum kovod. So it's not really a mokum moishov. They ask a kasha from a Mishnah in Perek Chov Beis, Mishnah Ches, that we just had, Yeshivas Haseses, which is a moishov that a mesase savonim has to sit down when he's carving the rocks. So that's not a mokum moishev, that's also only l'shem avidosoi. So you'll see, I have to say over there that the sitting l'maisa is his easier way to operate, so it is a mokum yeshiva. It's not a sitting mishum kovet, epes nish klor, the whole hesber. The goyin in El Yerabba changes the gesa, and he reads kisei shel kalo, shu koyim aleim sabagodim. Hiltaka says that Rabbi Yosi is only arguing on the kisei that's being used only, maybe it formally operated as a kisei shel kalo, that avada would be a kisei, that like the mission we had before, that avada would be a kisei. So you don't get married every day, so what? Right now it's a mokum moishev. But what happens if the kisei shel kalo is miyuid now only for koyim sabagodim? So then it becomes not a mokum avoida, not a mokum moishev, and that's mafkiyat from being called a mokum moishev. So that would save the day, because then the only machlokes over here is only on the case of koyim alovis abegodim. Again, that's a gisa with the shinui. The rishonim don't have that. It's so here. Mishnah hey, hacherim. Hacherim is a fisherman's net. So, does it have a clay kibul for fish? It's a net. It has holes. Water is going to go right out. Is that called a clay kibul? So Mishnah says mipnei hazoytoy. Zoytoy vayses in the Mefarshim is the bottom, that it's woven together in a way where on the bottom it's held together, and over there there's a mokum where things could gather, pebbles, little fish. Over there it doesn't have holes, because over there in order to reinforce it has to have thicker material,
So mipnei zeh, that's the klei kibul of the whole thing. The Mishnah now is going to discuss other types of nets. Harishosois, which is a word that's used very often. A reshet is a net, is a trap. Vamichmorois, these are things that you trap chayis, oifis, dogim. Vahamadof, a madof is a board. Madaf in Ivrit is also a board. And they catch on it birds. Vapaltsur is some type of trap also that's made of eights. Umitsoidis has sakorin. Sakorin's miloshin soiche means like a dam. So put something there, they would let the water out, and then fish would be trapped in this mitsoidis sakorin. All these are tome, they all have a clay kibble. Hoakun is a basket that they catch fish. Vorotoiv is a basket that they catch oifois. Vaklov, which is a cage. Tohirin, they don't have a clay kibble. Now, if they don't have a clay kibble, all these things are made out of eights, and they don't really have a clay kibble. So pshute kli eights, they were goyiz midrabanan. See here, the mefarshim lake too, pshute kli eights is only when it has a full tzur of a kli. These don't have a full tzur of a kli. They're just something functional, but they're not functioning as a kli to hold on to something. A board that you put food on, that you put salad on, has a tzur of a bowl. It happens not to have a clay kibble. So that's pshute kli eights. The tzur as a kli is definitely the operative nekuda when it comes to the gzera of pshute kli eitz. The machlokes that we have of tzuras hakli, the Rambam and the Ravid is a machlokes only when you're talking about a kli midereisa. But in the gzera of pshute kli eitz, avada needs a tzuras hakli, l'chod it's a dover muskim l'kuli yama. Just be mercy of one more nekudas hachidish that I just saw as a hesber in Rabbi Yossi in the previous Mishnah. And we were matmir, what's the shita Rabbi Yossi? We said the goyin changes the girsa. According to other Rishonim, Rabbi Yossi really is arguing in an interesting way on a bunch of different things, which had stomach the Mishnayis, Mokum Moishav, where it's not a Moishav shell utility, but a Moishav shell kovod. It's not clear. Taz Yom Tov Spetzim says, Lo Yisparish time of Rabbi Yossi. I just saw now pointed out in Mishnah's Tyrus that he brings that the Rambam, when he brings these halachas in Per Chofei, halacha Beis, and he passes not like Rabbi Yossi, he brings another case, which is a Mishnah later on in Per Chof Zayin Mishnah Hei. It's called a Kisei Shel Katan She'eni Gavoya Tefach, a very low chair that a regular person can sit on, a little stool that a little kid, a 2-year-old, can sit on. And he puts, and the Rambam puts that into the Dinim of the Mishnah. Now, what does that have to do with any of this man we just said? That the Rambam is saying that any specialty moishav, which is not a regular chair, but it could only be used by one type of person, is not a moishav. It's not tamim mishum moishav. It's a nuvart. Anything that could only be used by one specialty part of the population is not a mokum moishav. You have to know how far to take this. And what happens if you have a kiseh shomalochim, which is only used by nobility? Where does that stop? When is it not called a Mokum Eishim? From the Rambam.